oder Krieg. Die Bienen sterben, Terror in Brüssel und Paris. Die Pole schmelzen, die Regierung macht die Grenzen dicht. Xavier sinkt, in Europa wird nach rechts gerückt. Das ist echt verrückt, Leute, ist das nötig? Frieden auf der Welt wäre von heute auf morgen möglich. Ah yeah, wir alle hier sind gleich und wir wollen auch das Gleiche. Ich kann es dir beweisen, es klingelt an der Tür. Dann kommt der Lieferant mit dem dampfenden Symbol unserer Hoffnung in der Hand. Die heilige Scheibe, die alle vereint. Die Weisheit der Menschheit gebacken in Teig.
Oh, ich glaube fest daran, dass uns Pizza retten kann. Sie verbündet diese Welt, Baby, lass uns Pizza bestellen. Oh, ich glaube fest daran, dass uns Pizza retten kann. Jeder Revolutionär braucht nur Pizza und Gewehr.
Doch lasst euch eins gesagt sein. Mit uns wird das nicht passieren. Wir stehen füreinander ein, wir lassen uns nicht spalten und wir bringen endlich Veränderungen in diesen Betrieb. Denn verdammt nochmal, ein Angriff auf Einzelne ist immer ein Angriff auf uns alle. Und wir werden uns verteidigen. One struggle, one fight, Riders Unite. Danke.
Okay, I'm talking to Aaron, worker of Domino's, and maybe you can tell our listeners what's the reason for this rally today.
Today we have been protesting because we are sick and tired of the harassment and the bad treatment that is Domino's Pizza or the franchise company Effect GmbH is how they are treating us. Like, we have been organizing for several months now and this company because they have been stripping us of our basic rights. Basically, they have putting people below minimum wage, they have denied paid leave and all sort of things. And this is why we started organizing. And after the first few successes that we were able to reach, after the first agreements, the real harassment against union members started. And today we just wanted to come out and make clear that we are sick of this, that we have enough of this, and that we won't be silenced by the company and the bosses.
How many people were here today? Can you guess that, or you counted?
I didn't count, but people told me between 100 and 120 people, something like that. I think the weather wasn't the best, so I think it's quite a good number for a labor dispute rally. Often labor disputes don't get that much attention in the public, and I think today we were able to work against that. Yes, so I think it was quite okay.
So you demanded a meeting with the bosses today. What do you expect from that, basically?
Well, from the franchise company Effect GmbH, we expect absolutely nothing. What we demanded was a meeting with the bosses or some people from Domino's Germany, which is like the mother company, because we want them to be held accountable for that, what their franchise partners are doing with people. Because this Effect GmbH is the biggest franchise partner of Domino's Germany. They have right now, I think it's 16 stores, and there will be more. And how they are treating us, what they are doing with people, what they are doing with human beings is absolutely unacceptable. And I think we want to push Domino's Germany into that direction, that they have to come down, talk to us, take us serious, and basically change it. Like, we want to put pressure on Domino's Germany and the Effect GmbH alike to push both parties in the direction to start conversations and to bring significant change in this company.
There's also similar conditions at other workplaces or at other riders. Today there were several collectives from other companies here, other riders, to support you. What's your opinion about that?
I'm proud and thankful that riders from the Gorillas Workers Collective in Berlin and from the Lieferando Workers Group from Berlin showed up, showed their support and solidarity, and made clear that we are together in this. And this is how it is, really, because the whole delivery sector is a huge machine of exploitation, so to say. We workers are often treated like machines. We do not feel like that we're treated like human beings. We feel that we are treated like machines who have to work, who have to function. And if we do not work properly, which means that we demand our rights, that we criticize the bad treatment of the companies, then they have to get rid of us. So this is what they're thinking. And I think no matter if it's Domino's Pizza, if it's Gorillas, if it's Lieferando, if it's, all these companies, not only in Germany, but worldwide, they are mistreating their people, and this has to stop. And I think we view ourselves as a part of a bigger movement that does not stop at country borders. No matter if it's in the UK, if it's in Germany, in China, Brazil, France, delivery workers are joining forces everywhere, and I think the part that we are playing is that we demand better treatment here at Domino's Pizza, and it is only one part of the bigger picture. And I think the main goal is to finally bring significant change into the whole delivery industry.
Okay, thanks a lot for talking with us, and good luck with your fight.
Thank you so much.